Last month, the U.S. House of Representatives devoted a substantial amount of time to the opioid crisis, but some Maryland lawmakers are sparring over how much funding is needed to stem the epidemic. In the face of a national epidemic that cuts across party lines, WIPR correspondent Matt Laszlo reports lawmakers are not putting partisanship aside completely.
In June, the House of Representatives took up more than 70 opioid-related bills. It's an election year, and many of the lawmakers getting their bills voted on are locked in tight re-election contests. Does that mean it's just political theater? Maryland Republican Congressman Andy Harris says not at all.
To claim somehow this politicized when it's huge bipartisan margins for these bills is on the surface ridiculous.
Some deal with safely disposing of old pills, while others try to ensure the federal government has the best data on the crisis. Still, others seek to prevent drugs from flowing in through the nation's many points of entry, whether the southern or northern borders, or via a plane or ship. But some Democrats and health experts say the GOP-led effort fell short because they didn't allocate any new funds for the crisis. But Harris, a doctor by training, disagrees.
I think it's just not true. The fact of the matter is you need good policy, and then you need the money to back it up. You know, money without good policy doesn't get you results.
This year, Republican leaders allocated $6 billion to the opioid epidemic. But many health experts say it's pennies compared to what's needed. On the other side of the aisle is Baltimore Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings, who has teamed up with Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren on a bill to infuse a lot of money into the crisis. Their bill would allocate $100 billion over a decade to the crisis, which Cummings says is essential. And he says the GOP is merely nibbling around the edges.
They would know, if they did a little bit of research, that only 1 in 10 people now are getting the treatment that they need, 1 in 10. And it just goes to show you, with that attitude, the problem is only going to get worse.
Cummings accuses Republicans of spending the much-needed resources for the crisis on their $1.5 trillion tax cut package last year.
They need a wake-up call. If they can get $1.5 trillion hole in the deficit to give rich people more money, they ought to be able to spend $100 billion over 10 years to make a difference in the lives of so many people.
Congressman Cummings says Republican leaders are only getting the nation further behind on addressing the most pressing issue of our day, one that's claiming as many lives a year as were lost in the entire Vietnam War.
And it shows that they are completely out of sync with the magnitude of this problem. We do need a lot more funding. In 2015, it was estimated that the opioid problem was costing America $500 billion in that one year.
But Congressman Harris says Cummings is putting the cart before the horse. He says now is the time to give localities flexibility and to study the best practices so Congress actually knows what the price tag will eventually be.
But until you devise the treatment methodology that's going to work for the greatest number of people, there is no way of knowing what this cost is going to be.
Maryland Democratic Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger seems to split the difference in this heated debate between Harris and Cummings. Ruppersberger says the bills the House just passed are a good start, and he's still not sure of the final price tag the nation will have to pay to stem the crisis.
It's a beginning. It's a camel's nose in the tent, and it's not going to be solved overnight by more money.
The Senate is expected to take up its own version of opioid legislation later this summer or fall, and the hope is to combine all the efforts into a bill that can make it to the president's desk. As for more funding for the crisis, that seems to be a debate for another day. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington for 88.1 WIPR.